fog has started to roll in something serious. It's like 66 degrees right here. In the middle of San Francisco.
Smith in Chesapeake, Virginia. Thanks for logging on, tuning in, and turning on the Super 70s on 7. My mom told me, she said, and that's how you feel. Everything you want to be seems so unreal. I want to be all of you, and that's the confusion.
And POTUS Politics of the United States. They do nice work over there. If you don't like the more traditional corporate media news outlets type, check that out. It's up on channel 124. Good times for sure. Music soon from Band of Horses. This is Dinosaur Jr.
Fred says they charge down the racetrack. When the race is over, your shoulders can be sore and it can be tough going. So there's why you have an assistant driver up in the box. As they line up, It is Colt Cosgrave, barrel number four. Ross Knight at number three. Lane McGillivray lines up as he comes back in at barrel number two. And here's a champion in his own rights, Chad Harden, to line up at barrel number one as Les McIntyre's ready to call the heat.
The horn sounds and the charge is a quick one. Chance making a nice cut of that number four barrel, but he got a little close, takes it out. And now we head for that front end, but he's got three wagons to the inside of him. Chad Harden has also taken down a barrel. Things are going to change at the top end, and Lane McGillivray gets out of that infield clean. And, well, you can bank on that kid. That's why it says ATB Financial on his canvas. Lane McGillivray's out in front by a horse length. Now those polka dots of Cosgrave's general wagon, 01. There he goes. That is Chance Vegan doing the driving, and he's overtaken the lead with Lane McGillivray falling back by a horse length. They're both in the middle of the track. The guy on the rail is Chad Harden. He knows he's got a barrel down, and he takes his outfit into that third turn. E.S. Williams with company coming. Coming around the outside of the game is Ross Knight with Initial Industries, and initially he wanted to win this race, but he's got some wagons, and here comes Lane McGillivray. Ah, Bankers Hall is at the finish line. Here comes ATB Financial. Chance Vegan with the Cosgrave outfit. Chad Harden to the inside. And but this one is all Lane McGillivray. ATB Financial by three quarters. Look at that race for second place. Almost a dead heat with Chad Harden and Chance Vegan. And Ross Knight's Initial Industries closes in fourth.
Oh, what a great race for two, three, and third spot, and especially three and four. That one's almost going to be a dead heat. Boy, did they both get to the finish line at the same time.
Boy.
Is it just me? Is it just me? Is this sex so good?
Hey!
I shouldn't have to fall for free.
Hey!
I feel like I want to take it back one more time.
Is it just me?
DJ Suss won the feature presentation. Anybody raised in the 90s or early 2000s? Can I take y'all back real quick? It's the feature presentation radio show. Turn up.
My niggas is the niggas that'll ride with me. My niggas is the niggas getting high with me. My niggas is the niggas that'll die with me. We can get it on. My niggas is the niggas that'll ride with me. My niggas is the niggas getting high with me. My niggas is the niggas that'll die with me. We can get it on. Ain't no other cats got love for me. Ain't no cats gonna bust love for me. Ain't no cats gonna set up for me. But my dogs gonna be the thug for me. Ain't no other cats got love for me. Ain't no cats gonna bust love for me. Ain't no cats gonna set up for me. But my dogs gonna be the thug for me.
Can I take y'all back real quick, please? One Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, Facebook.
I've been talking.
Under the last pic on my Instagram, leave your name, your city, your state if you want a shout out, alright?
You think it's so fucking gay?
Let's do it!
Come on!
Stop talking shit, 'cause you're my shit is hot. Can't keep it real. Now, some of us do, but most of us don't. That's just how a nigga feels. I shed blood for my people. That'll keep you looking see-through. Whatever you try to creep through. Be everywhere. It's one that we got. Come and get it, nigga. We win it. All you gotta do is say it, baby. Ride or die. But that nigga born. But that nigga born. Be everywhere. It's one that we got. Come and get it, nigga. We win it. All you gotta.
Let me take y'all back real quick.
Future presentation
with DJ Sus1.
DJ Sus1, man.
Right here on Hip Hop Nation.
1, 2, 1, 2, come through,
1, 2. He keeps saying, like, oh, let me take y'all back, let me take y'all back. He should just be saying, like, DMX is good. What if we were listening to DMX right now? That would be good. I'm starting to worry about DMX. Because he keeps playing DMX, and I'm like, wait, has DMX passed? Like, what's going on? But, you know, just DMX is... unkillable. Playing songs by people that call themselves X. What is?
Listen, look, you ain't trying to hop.
Does he think this is DMX?
Big Snoop Dogg, back up in the easy, baby. You jockin' my style.
You so crazy, Dre say ain't no limit to this. As long as we drop gangsta shit, look here, bitch, you fine and I dig your style. Come fuck with a nigga, do it, don't be sad. I'll be gentle, sentimental. Shit, we fucking a rental, Lincoln Continental. Coast to coast, LA to Chicago.
Yeah, nigga, you know what I'm saying, man.
That I got.
These bitches know what time it is.
And you're looking at
me. Hoes know about a nigga like me, man. I'm 50 hoes, nigga. Bitch, please. Get down on your goddamn knees. For this money, credit, clothes, and weed. You fucking with some real OGs. Bitch, please. Bitch, please. At DJ Sus1 under the last pic I posted on my Instagram. Leave your name, your city, your state. We're gonna shout some of y'all out in a couple of minutes. This is the Feature Presentation Radio Show. Ali D and Pretty Lou co-hosting. I'm DJ Sus1. This is Hip Hop Nation. Go!
This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club. This is how we do. Nobody do it like we do it, so show us some love. This is how we do. We make a move and act a fool while we up in the club.
This is how we do.
Don't we do it like we
no.
do it, so show us
nope.
some love.
Fresh light. Nope. No need for that.
Chrome hydraulics, 808 drums. You don't want none, nigga better run. When beef is on, I pop that trunk. Come get some pistol grip pump. If a nigga step on my white end, once it's red rum. Ready, here come, Compton up. Dre found me in the slum, selling that stuff. One hand on my gun, I was selling rocks. The Master P was saying,
dude walking up the street wearing a Bullet Club t-shirt looks exactly like the sort of dude that should be walking up the street in a Bullet Club t-shirt. And his friend is walking with a 40 in a brown bag looks like a juggalo.
It's a two-step part. I'm a
Lamborghini goes on that Escalade. Low pro, so don't look like I'm riding on planes. In 1 year, man, a nigga so great. I have a strict bitch in the telly going both ways. Touch me, tease me, kiss me, please me. I give it to you just how you like it, girl. You're now rocking with the best trait. Pound on my hip, Teflon on my chest. They say I'm no good, cause I'm so hood. Rich folks do not want me around.
Should have rolled down my window and yelled at that dude to run over here and too sweet me.
Now, DJs, I want y'all to peep the mix. What I do to the hook right now. I want y'all to peep the mix.
Oh, let's peep the mix. Yeah, it sucks. This sucks. This sounds offbeat and terrible. This fucking sucks. If you're gonna knock your shit out of tempo, do it fucking with good reason.
I give it to you just how you like it, girl. You're now rocking with the best 4 pound on my hip gold chain.
Let's do it! Sus one, the feature press.
You came and got a nigga fresh out the slum. Automatic gun, fuck a one on one. We're at punk, your punk ass, but you're done. Homie, it's game time. You ready? Here come. Call Lloyd Banks to get this motherfucker crunk. It took two.
Yes, call Lloyd Banks. To get this motherfucker crunk.
Don't try to front. I'll leave your ass.
Hey, Lloyd.
I'm a punk. Get your fucking head.
We're trying to get it crunk in here.
Ready? Here come. Gotta sit ready. Gotta get this. Turn out me my book. Rather than drama. Seven sip I'm up, better my flow sounds better than average. On tracks I'm a savage, I damage any nigga trying to front on my clip.
This guy likes DMX and Game. That's it. I mean, whatever. I like DMX and Game and that Exhibit song. But like, what are you doing?
It's not that I can't stop. It's that I won't stop.
This is how we. Oh.
It's not that I can't stop. It's that I won't stop. I may get high.
Again.
Yes. Again.
Hold up.
It's not that I can't stop, it's that I won't stop. I make it hot, I do it.
It's the feature presentation. DJ Sus One. DJ Sus One.
Sus indeed.
I don't need that. I'm riding with Trey. Who don't love us? Every hood throwing their doves up. Who the fuck y'all thought was coming after Young Buck? Hip hop's worst nightmare. Mr. Gangsta Rap is back in Black Knight Air. You want war? We can settle it right here. I got a squad, EVE and Busta Rhymes, yeah. Or you can give me a bitch, her with the light hair. Sitting next to these yellow bottles, yeah, right there. Matter of fact, I take you in the back, you in the hat, and you in the blue and the black. Let's have a gangsta party. Somebody lean over and tell Bates to order another case of 40s. Yo, Doc, give him a coke with that. Wake up the West.
Hey, Lloyd, can you get us another case of 40s?
Hey!
Thanks, Lloyd.
I can take you higher.
Please stop. Is it please stop?
Under the last pick I posted on my Instagram at DJ Sus One, leave your name, your city, your state. I'm gonna talk to y'all in a couple of minutes with Ali B and Pretty Lou.
Sure.
Let this beat bump for a second. Ow!
This man's fervor for playing these old game records is, I don't know, I was going to say heartwarming, but
DJ
no.
Sus One. DJ Sus One.
DJ Sus One. Go get, go get, go get, go get, go get.
Aftermath, the chronic is back. This is Endo, produced by Timbo. Game over, nah, the NWA chain choking. Burn the rubber inside the Range Rover. Chain smoking, purple haze. This ain't another one of those. This the rebirth for Dre, the rebirth for LA, the rebirth for hip hop. Another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop. Hold up, Tim, stop. I said it's another memorial for Machiavelli and Big Pop. Young homie got shit locked. Public enemy number one. Flavor Flav with a wristwatch. All black G units, all black Impala. I'm a schizo. We with him to 6-4. 50 Cent, no. I'm cutting this most wanted when I'm riding with Timbo.
Big Pop, show me where you fit in. Let me put you on the game.
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 Show me where the blood's at, where the quick's at. Show me where they flip crack, where they bitch at. I'll put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game.
Let me put you on the game. Green card.
Hey, hey. This is a classic beat. This is when Timbaland was on his best behavior with these beats, man. This is prime Timbaland right here production. I miss when he was doing these type of beats. It's DJ Sus One, the feature presentation radio show, Ali B and Pretty Lou.
Yep.
Here. So, real quick, like I said, anybody who's tuned in who wants a shout out at DJ Sus One under the last pick I posted on my Instagram, leave your name, your city, your state, and we'll shout y'all out. Some of y'all, all right?
Well, you know what? Ali, let's give some shout outs from our Instagram.
Oh, God. Really?
Can we do that real quick? Because we got some, yo, Sus.
Go ahead.
You ain't that famous today.
He sounds like he feels away.
I know.
I'm just saying.
Let me get into it. Let me get into it.
Go ahead. You go first.
Bo Zizu from Miami. Love Inked 88 from Cali. Who's this? NME for Life, Houston, Texas. J Skills from Phoenix, Arizona. Another somebody else for Matt to be chilling with. Danae J from Arizona and K Fresh from Cali.
Nice. And real quick, man, shout out to King Put On all the way from Newark, New Jersey. K Fresh established 83 from Los Angeles, California, Midtown. Shout out to Fat Dre, DC Farms all the way from Wisconsin. I think that's Wisconsin. And shout out to Kev three times all the way from Petersburg, Virginia.
All right, shout out to everybody tuned in right now. So Ali B, what's going on planet Earth?
Well, Omarion and April broke up.
April, what's her last name again? Jones, I think?
Yes, April Jones. They broke up, and then Bow Wow, I guess, put something on Instagram and was like, something along the lines like, oh, now we can chill, don't worry about it,
Oh, I saw that. Now you can come out to the strip club.
Like, celebrate it. So Nick Young and Omarion, I'm sorry, Nick Young and Bow Wow are, you know, basically saying, like, just come out. And everybody's giving him backlash.
Even though Bow Wow stated facts, he probably shouldn't have said that on social media, and he probably... it probably wasn't a long enough time, because if you just say the day of or the day after, it seems like they've been doing it the whole time.
Yeah.
And now we don't have to sneak out now, motherfucker. We can go to the strip club without props.
What if Omarion and April decide to get back together? Then that's some real fucked up shit.
What? Sure. Just go to the,
well, if you break up, you expect that the man is probably going to do something, right? As a female?
No, you guys should cry in your bed and never come out and just think about us.
Sure.
All the time.
That's exactly what we do.
Never.
What else is going on in the world, Allie?
We got to shout out Tamika Harris, who's T.I.'s wife. It's her birthday today, so happy
birthday.
Tiny? Yeah.
Okay. Say, I've never heard anybody say Tamika Harris.
Tamika Harris.
I thought she was the producer side.
Stop it. I hate you guys. Oh, wait, and I was looking on Instagram, and Wendy Williams also got the words wrong, like, on her show. Like, she was... talking about the whole Rich Homie Quan and Little Kim.
And the baby
and she,
girl.
Yeah, she was rapping as well, and she also got the words wrong.
Oh.
It's a, you know, Sus, what do you so think it's about not that, every, it's not just Rich
an
Homie
icon
Quan.
Song.
I'm just saying.
I think some people listen to hip hop, but that not really in it to know the culture the way we do, so they don't know it. Listen, like I said, I don't know every hip hop record in verses of every hip hop record, but
either.
There's certain records that you just need to know, or you're just not hip hop. Like, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
And last but not least.
Oh, yes.
Oh, no, we're not talking about that.
Give such a round of applause,
please. We're not talking about that. We're not talking about, don't say that.
We could talk about how the media sometimes lie about things.
Oh, my God.
They do.
What happened in the media? Listen. Give this man a round of applause. Give DJ Suss1 a round of applause, because you know what? The only man that I'm standing to get into a magazine like that.
What magazine is that?
In Touch.
Congratulations. Right. You know what? I'm not going to talk about it, but I congratulate you.
I'll say how I'm going to say it.
I congratulate you.
A lot of media blogs and media and big news magazines and stuff have me in the news with my good friend, Mariah Carey, saying a lot of false statements. But, you know, all press is good press, I guess. But Mariah Carey's my friend, and that's family right there. All right? So salute to that team.
But salute you.
Salute to Stella and the whole team, all right?
Salute you that I could get you on a newsstand and see your picture there.
And a lot of people think it was, everybody said, yo, you look like Usher. I don't see it, but whatever.
No, you do look like Usher sometimes.
Usher's 5'1".
Uh-huh.
And he's not as handsome as a kid.
And shout out to my mother who pointed Suss1 out in that magazine.
Oh, did she really?
My mother reads that magazine.
Oh, wow.
She's in touch. No, she's just So anyway, real quick, I don't know what other stuff you got to talk about, but I want to congratulate the feature presentation, because we launched a podcast.
Yes.
Today.
Yes.
That's
hooray.
So exciting.
Beautiful.
Natori Norton. Actually, I think we interviewed her a while ago, but we launched it today. So,
it's right timing.
Yeah, because we should, you think this was a strategic move? So Power Season 3,
oh, yeah.
Power Season 3 is airing this Sunday on Stars.
That's
crazy. Decided to release the interview today, Natori Norton. You can get that podcast, the Feature Presentation Podcast, Episode 1. It's on SoundCloud.com/TheFeaturePresentation, talking about her life. She's talking about how she was broke when she was three.
My success to you, even if you wish me the opposite. Soon now we all see what the profit is. Just like the night of death, I'm a rapper. My moment was deep, I never felt. Just like the rest of us.
Baby girls, drop your dresses. BK, lick the shot for Big Pop in heaven. Ever since I came through, niggas got the impression. Everything I drop, out of the question. Stop the guessing, it's hot. Flow's proven, I'm packed cause my dough's moving. My whole crew up in the squeeze. Spray corners, standing like you got a cape on you. Fine, you'll be wearing a black suit a long time. I put your crew in hard bottom. The priest is like God's got him. He never did nothing to nobody, but the boy shot him. Brandish iron, outlandish buying. Bentley coupes, not bragging, just simply the truth. We all from the ghetto, only difference we go back. Back up in D&D on his primo track. Listen, I'm so gangsta, pretty chase the motherfuck with me. Iceberg, slim baby, ride rims. I'm so good on ghetto girls, fall in love with me. You know who well, by the name of Jacob. I'm so gangsta, pretty chase the motherfuck with me. You can love me and hate me. Yeah.
55 degrees. It is pretty much raining. It is so misty, like I'm getting like drops in the windshield. And I bet as soon as I get through this fucking tunnel, through this Robin Williams tunnel, and start heading down the mountain, it's gonna just, I wonder if it's gonna get all the way up to 90. Like, yeah, we'll see. Can I take it back? Can I take it old school? Can I take it back? Can I take it back for a minute?
Make me lose my cool. walk of fame off the name. First of all, you ain't rap long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you're talking on, they got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite. Should I smack you with my dick in the mic? That nigga's character's not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? It's out of all the factors. Whack, twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, kid ain't yours, and everybody know. Your old man say you stupid. You be like, so? I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas whining the fuck that don't belong to them. Fucking wrong with them. You fucking up for real niggas like my man's in them. Who get it all? So strip with a hand with them, man.
All right, coming out of the tunnel. Okay, it's still foggy on this side, but we're up kind of high, so when I come down, I guess it's a mountain. I guess I'll call it a mountain. It's too big to be a hill, you know. I don't know what the name of it. I feel like I should know that.
I end up bad, I end up dead. You use a soft type nigga, fake up dog type nigga, push like a soft fight nigga.
All right, here it is just raining. It is just raining. Like I'm turning on my windshield light. 54 degrees. Wind blowing. Fog moving across the road at a high rate of speed. All right, we've gotten low. No more fog. We'll load the fog. Let's see how this goes. Oh wait, no, this is a clear stretch because of the way the mountain and the trees and stuff was blocking the fog. The fog's still rolling in big time. Foggy here at the bottom. Man, crazy. Starting to clear up. 57.
run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming up. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
My favorite Van Halen song. I don't think any others are close. Running with the devil just fine, but it's no Panama. Look, I mean, yes, I like Hot for Teacher just fine. Now I can't, I just don't know, I can't, I turned a corner on Jump at some point, now it's hard to listen to. That's sad, but that's the way it is. Duck hunt in there, why not? like this song, but I'm gonna try. Alright, 64 degrees. We've gone up 10 degrees since the Golden Gate Bridge.
Sirius XM Lithium, 90s alternative and grunge, 24/7.
In the like last 10 minutes, I think. Still be 1,000 degrees by now.
This is almost a dead heat.
When you look at the addition of 1 second, that still would not put him out of the top eight because there are about 2 seconds separating fourth and eighth position overall. So we'll get all of those times. As a matter of fact, speaking of time, on night number seven, it is time for times from heat number seven.
Wrangler official jeans and shirts of the Calgary Stampede. And winning that heat is Mitch Sutherland with a 1:15:39. 1:15:39 Mitch Sutherland. Luke Tournier was second. 1:17:17.
That's garbage. It's garbage.
percentage rate with a secured loan. Now, Lomart will put more money in your pocket.
Counting. Who deserves the medal of freedom is my accountant. He been hula hooping through loopholes, working round shit. IRS should have had the townhouses surrounded. Thanks to the lawyers, mom on the foyer, tore the floor. Yeah, that's where the koi fish. We been dining on oysters. I walk through the garage, it's like multiple choices. I told them pull a Royce up. I'm getting ghosts. I'm hearing noises, I think it's the boys, but I've been thinking the Deutsch. We got storefronts, we got employee stubs. We've been opening studios and 40-40s up. The paper trail is gorgeous. Cases, we bury some before a reasonable doubt drop. The jury hung. Bling, bling. Every time I come around your city, bling, bling. My tenure took me through Virginia. Ask Teddy Riley about me. Ask the federalities about me. Try to build a cell around me. Snatch my nigga Emory up. Try to get him to tell about me. He told 12, give me 12. He told him to go to hell about me. Drug dealers anonymous. Y'all think Uber's the future. Our cars been autonomous. Mules move the drums. Take them to different spots. We just call the shots by simply moving our thumbs. I'm a course of miracles with this shit. Nothing real can be threatened. Nothing unreal exists. Therein lies the peace of God. I always knew I was a prophet, but I couldn't find a decent job. Life made me ambidextrous. Counting with my right, whipping white with my left wrist. Damn, Daniel. FBI keep bringing them all white vans through.
That's terrible. Be ashamed of yourself.
It's DJ Sus1, the feature presentation radio show. Hip Hop Nation, Sirius XM, Ali B, and so we were talking behind the scenes in the studio, and there was a couple of opinions. I kind of agree that Jay-Z, who, by the way, I'm no disrespect to Jay-Z because he is the king of hip hop. Some people might say Drake and Kendrick is today's king of hip hop and J. Cole, but by there's no competition. Jay-Z has been the king of hip hop for a long time. Like, if he passed away today, you know, knock on wood, he'd go down as the greatest rapper ever.
True. Yes.
His catalog is insane. But no, there's a couple of verses. We're not going to say the one that, you know, we're cool with.
Okay.
But there's a couple of verses that Hov has out right now that we feel is not up to Hov par. Now, he's better than most MCs out right now.
Of course.
Okay.
But we hold him at a different level, and we feel like he's not on the usual Hov level that he's usually on, except for this record, in my opinion, the Pusha T, Jay-Z, Drug Dealers Anonymous. He killed this record. So Pretty Lou said that was his same opinion. Allie is a very big Jay-Z fan. Yes. So am I. But she's like worships Jay-Z, so she doesn't want to hear anything negative, even if it's true or false.
And even so, let's say if it is true, which I don't think it is true, but hypothetically speaking, if he did slip up a couple of times, what is he not, like, well within his rights? He's been consistent for such a long time. Do you not ever have a bad DJ set, ever?
No, I agree. I'm friends with a lot of these big celebrities, and you can't be perfect all the time.
Exactly.
But this wasn't
hold on. Throughout the entire years of his career, we talking about, what, two tracks? That's what you're saying?
He rarely misses. But I feel like recording records is different because you have time to listen to it. You have time to go over it. You have time to be like,
let me take that out. Put this in.
He might not be as focused as he usually is. He might be like, you know what? Well, let me just give these guys the verse and just get out of here.
So let me ask you a question. I feel like he's rushing into the new time of hip hop.
No, I don't agree.
You don't agree with that?
I agree. And no disrespect to Khaled or anybody, I do agree that the I Got the Keys is a future sounding record.
That's what I'm trying to say.
The beat is hot. The hook is hot. Now, Jay-Z has hot lines on it.
He's
talking about, you know, Beyonce's my wife. I brag different. You know what I'm saying? All those lines. But I did feel like he didn't match that record. That's not his lane.
He was trying to match.
I don't know if he was trying to match or he did it for a friend or people around his team was like, yo, Future's hot right now. You should get on. I don't know what the situation was, but I feel like the Jay-Z I like to hear is not on that type of record.
No, definitely not.
That's just my opinion.
Or maybe the other artists that are surrounding Jay-Z are stepping up.
So you think they're putting a bug in his ear?
No, I just think they're stepping up. I think they're also great. They will never be as great as Jay-Z, in my opinion, but I think they're stepping up. They're great. You know,
this whole conversation is insane.
I think that right now he just has what? So
I was gonna say, I think that Jay-Z, like, we're speaking about Jay-Z and comparing him to great Jay-Z.
Right.
Even these verses that we're saying are not up to par on a Jay-Z level is greater than most MCs out right now.
What?
Let me be clear. So I personally don't think that's it. I just think that he hasn't been on his shit. Because I know when Hov is on his shit. On the Black album, he was on his shit.
But of course. Said, well, Super Ugly, yeah, was a wack song. Everyone was talking trash about Super Ugly, and I thought it was dope.
So basically, what you're saying, he's rushing.
No, I don't think he's rusty. I think, honestly, because the Pusha T, this record, he killed it. I think he's giving people just quick verses.
Yes.
I think if he puts out his own music.
This track where he said, Daniel.
I don't think he's concentrating as much on the verses he gives other artists.
Very relevant.
So much stuff going on right now. So many things going on right now in his career. And he's not as hungry as he once was. Because before, it was like every verse had to be hot. Now he might just be focused on, like, just give these verses.
He has other businesses. You know what I'm saying? It's not just rapping for him anymore. He could literally retire right now and still make money. He could make money.
Wow.
Money. He's making money.
That's great.
So what's the problem?
So let me ask you this question.
That matters.
His biggest fan.
Yes.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Biggest fan.
Yes.
Oh, they're in New York. Oh, right. They're in New York.
You said
the
already.
Fan. The number
music
one.
Fan. Music
yes.
fan.
Yes.
You wouldn't be disappointed if he comes out with whack verses.
No, what I am disappointed, honestly, with Jay-Z is the fact that I want another album. I actually want him to stop giving features.
Well,
just put out another album.
I've heard, usually when he's putting out features, it's usually like, let me tiptoe back in the game because I'm setting up for that. But I would like to have another Jay-Z album.
Like, I don't think Mac
sure,
Carter,
why not?
Holy Grail was his last
final.
Album.
I would like to have another Jay-Z album. I would like to have another Jay-Z Kanye album. I don't know if it would work now, but I think that last one was phenomenal. And I would like to get the real best of both worlds right now, which is Jay-Z and Beyonce, husband and wife. I don't understand why that hasn't happened yet. They've done enough records together. Why can't we get a whole album?
Why does that need to happen?
That's just something I want. It doesn't need to happen. I feel like they teased the public with it a lot. Like, they had Deja Vu, they had Hollywood, they had the more recent record. They've had a bunch of records together. They've had Upgrade You. They've had all types of records together. I feel like they sound good together. I feel like that's husband and wife. They're a unit in reality. Why can't they be a unit musically on a full project? I don't know.
Wait, and I just want to say, like, when Drake put out his album, everybody got on Drake because they said that he was doing too much singing, not enough rapping. No one was completely happy with his album.
Women were happy.
Whatever the
real hip hop heads want to hear Drake rap more because he's nice. You know what I'm saying? But either way,
you know, like, not everything that you do is the entire public going to be happy about or going to be content about.
No, I agree.
So,
you know what?
Jay-Z's still amazing. He's still great.
There's no argument there.
I want the listeners to hear something. I want to see their feedback. Because this, I don't know, man. I feel like he is rushing into it. Yo, you know what? I do want an album. Just
I want
him.
An album.
Just him.
He's not riding. Hov doesn't need to write a wave.
And let me explain what I mean by that. It's just literally like you said, Khaled, right? Yo, get on the song. It's like, all right. And he got a throwaway verse. Boom, he just throws it out. He's done. He doesn't really got to think about verses, man. He just goes on the mic.
Now, let's be clear. The record is hot. It's just that I feel like they could have done a different record together.
And, you know, he probably loves music, loves hip-hop. So, you know, he probably still, like, has his things that he likes about what he hears nowadays. So, like, let me go on this and see how I sound on this.
You can't be super lyrical on that future track. Think about it. He's going to come drop gems on that shit.
He's not usually the guy. Well, I don't want to say that. He did Juvenile High when that was popping. I'm just saying.
Listen,
when everybody was doing the auto-tune, he did the death of auto-tune.
Right.
He's usually the king that comes and says, all right, this shit needs to stop. You know, enough of this. Let's get back to the gritty.
I'm sorry, Lou. Sorry to cut you off. Let me ask you a question, Sus. Because when he put out Renegade with Eminem, you were the one that was like, Eminem killed that shit. He was better than Jay, blah, blah, blah. Did it make you not like Jay? Did you ever say at that point when he put out Renegade, oh my God, I think Jay's falling off?
No. But his Renegade verse was not whack. It's just that Eminem was on some disrespectful other type of level.
True.
Like, Hov was incredible on that record. It's just that Eminem was like three times incredible. They were both incredible. They have different swags, but let's be fair. Eminem produced the beat. Mm-hmm. He had the Hov got the record.
That was Hov's record.
Hov had that record. That's what I'm saying. Hov had that record handed to him because it originally was an Eminem Royce the 5'9 record. And Royce, they took Royce off because they had other records with M together. And then Hov got on it. So he heard the M hook and the M as well. But M's just another type of animal, y'all. He's just another type of animal. Like, that's a whole other conversation. But anyway, on a side note, and I'm giving you guys a responsibility live on air. Salute to my guy Cuddy, who's here, and Ali V.
Yes.
So, a few weeks ago, when I got the snapbacks, the feature presentation snapbacks, I promised people that we were going to mail them out if you leave your address in my DM. Now, I want to apologize live on air because my DM has apparently thousands and thousands and thousands of y'all messages and everybody else's messages. You know, people wanted me to hear their music and stuff like that. So, I try to get through everybody's DMs. It's very hard. Okay. So, what I want y'all to do is if you want a snapback, if you're a fan of the show, I'm a fan of the feature presentation. What I need you to do, and you got to support us if we're going to send you free stuff, because I support the people that support me. I want y'all to follow the feature presentation on Instagram.
Yep.
All right. We're going to check if you're following, because now you can search and see if they're following. Follow the feature presentation on Instagram and then.
Fuck.
Record.
walk to the graveyard shift tonight. Under a red hot point, pick a bus downtown to the graveyard shift tonight. Hey, say, stick out, come on, boys.
Our highlight heat of the night will be next right here on the Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
It's 3 days of the Wrangler Professional Rodeo action with Kessler Stock and 5 nights of...
$100 off your LASIK procedure. 888-LASIK-15 or Newman LASIK.
Radio's bad. Radio's bad.
The wheels fall out. Yeah, we gon' ride till the wheels fall out. Yeah, me and my bitches stick together like a brake. Run up on us, we gon' save. We play crazy. Just like Amy, I just want me and my bitches in a foreign back to back. You supposed to bet the trap and now we got a Peter match. Pull up with my hype man, but he don't rap, he just strap. And they stomping like a Fred if any nigga trying to cap. Racing grips and taking tricks, my cock was zip and make it flip. RIP the double G, she kept it P and that was it. Check my bitches like my holster cause they always on my hip. VIP, I'm with the shits, I cop a tray, she cop a flip. That's my bitch, that my nigga, that my bro, yeah, that my dog. Niggas wanna get it busted, he gon' cop. He gon' ride till the wheels fall out. Yeah, we gon' ride till the wheels fall out. That my B up, that's my day one, that's my bitch. John T up, then you know we with the shit. She gon' ride.
DJ Selector.
Static Selector.
I don't even listen to his shit. Like, I don't even know who he is. Like, no offense, but I don't know who he is.
The table turned, feeling back one time. Okay, Tony Rush, it's so tremendous. Tony time. Yo, I be the mic smoker, puff bro with Tony Tucker. He be the beat breaker, the master peacemaker. Making masterpieces timeless, works of art. Some of y'all might be afraid of what lurks in the dark. So by the wave of his hand and by the flick of his wrist, Tone brings things to light at the flick of a switch. Well respected, well connected, from Bushwick to Vegas. B-boy fanatic, dramatic on the crossfaders. All my people that love that real shit, they got love for Tone cause he make them feel shit. All the DJs like he steal shit, but when we see him, they be fronting like it's love, knowing damn well they wanna be him. Tying on Indian style, that's who be giving them style. I be the peacemaker, I'm the jewel of the wild. Gang to the star, hold your block steady. Word to rock steady, better get your blocks ready.
The incredible DJ. The table turned. Feel it back one time. Okay. Tony Rush. It's so tremendous.
Who's sleeping on the pro? Creeping on the low. T-O-N to the Y. Fuck with us and watch your fam die. Damn, I know you want another CD of that. Hardcore rap shit, we got a degree in that. I made you in late and fiends, chasing greens, staying clean. Knowing what it's like to be struggling and creating dreams. Poof, something arises out of nothing and surprises. All you weak-minded sideways suckers, you can't deny it. It's like doing a bit and not learning jack shit. Heard my old Tony touch date and asked me what was that shit. Niggas got shit backwards and drastic. Will the dollar rule or will we rely on plastic? The whack shit, we're gonna rely on the final decisions and mad revisions for all rivals. I will always be the brother you can relate to. Guru, premier, my man, Tone, the peacemaker.
The incredible DJ. The table's turned. Feel it back one time.
All right. I'm home and I'll see you later. Late night. I'll see you.